We are learning Maseches Menachos, Daf Ayin Omer Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Omer Aleph. Until now, in this parak, we mamash broke down the halachos of Minchas Omer, which is the halachos of Yoshon and of Chodosh, and where the halach is that you're not allowed to eat from the new crop from this year until you bring the Omer. What's called the new crop? Anything that takes root after Pesach, like we see in this Mishnah, is called the new crop, and you can't eat that until next year's Minchas Omer. We went through the whole process of bringing the Minchas Omer. We even learned that in the Gemara, that there's a din of Yashon and Chodesh, even in Chutzlars, and the question was, when in Chutzlars has become Mutter? Has become Mutter the second day Yontif, or the first day Chol HaMoed? Whole Shiloh, we pass, and you have to wait to the second day Chol HaMoed. And we didn't really find in the Gemara any Heterim for Chodesh and Chutzlars. We didn't go into that. You have to look at the Ramah and the other Mefarshim in Shulchan Aruch that do handle the Shiloh. It's brought down both, this halacha of Chav is brought down in the Mechaber, both in Tav Pei Tes in Arachayim, also brought down in Shulchan Aruch Yaradeya, but not for now, maybe for different Shmuz. But this Mishnah continues with, what exactly has the Issa Chadash and Yashon? Does rice have an Issa Chadash and Yashon? Or things like that, or what type of thing is the number one thing? And also, once we bring that in, the Mishnah will handle other things that are dafka from the Chamesh Shaminim. Zok the Mishnah. Hachitim is wheat, vaserim is barley, vakusmin is spelt, vashi boilishual is oats, vashifan is rye. These are the chamesh shamin, reyel chayav and mechala. They're all chayav and chala. That means all these things are chayav, all chamesh shamin is chayav and chala. Chayav with the rice and chala. Anytime it makes a chamesh shamin, it's chayav and chala. The only exception will be is if it doesn't have a tzuras or pass. But if someone makes a dough for kakash cake or makes a dough for pizza, it's chayav with the rice and chala. Even those who in my opinion, mistakenly make a mezonos on pizza, they still chayv challah mederaisa. In the base areas. That's not a shayla. The vada chayv challah. The only question is does it change its bracha? Because something that's hamaitzi, if you make it into a snack, then it changes the bracha. So that's why when it comes to things like pizza, you have to say it starts with hamaitzi. That's the first bracha. You want to make it into mezonos, you got to prove that it's a mezonos. Okay, so that's not for now. But in any case, you chayv challah umitzdar from zeh. And the loch is these five vinim mitzdarf zem zeh. They mitzdarf with each other. So that's number one. That's the chayiv chalom mitzdarf zem zeh, the five minim. Another loch about this five vinim, unique to the five minim, vasurim mechadosh for Pesach. They have the issa chadosh before Pesach. Third halacha, meliksom for Eimer. Meliksom for Eimer. You're not like cut this tefuah before the Eimer. The first tefuah cut got to be for the Eimer. Now, when is the Omer Matir? In Mishrishu Koyim Omer Matirim. If it took root before the Minchas Omer, the Omer is Matir. La'av Asur Matriyav Omer Abba. If not, it's also told you bring the next year's Omer. So that is our Mishnah, which says the Chamesh Aminim is Chayim Echalo, has the Issa Chadosh, has the Issa Ksira. Those are three halachas that are negated of Chamesh Aminim. The Gemara will bring Raya from Sukkim to these halachas. First, the Gemara wants to know, Sfi Rashi, Mitzdarf from Zem Zed does not mean all five minim. That's the rationale of the next Gemara. Tana. Kusmin min chitim. Spelt is a type of chitim, therefore those two can be mitzdarf. Sheboil shua v'shifain, rye and oats. Sheboil shua is oats, and shifain is rye, min sarim, a type of sarim. And the Gemara tells you what each one is. Kusmin is gulba. What's gulba? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says ashpelta. It means spelt. Gulba, so that's gulba. Shifan, which is rye, is dishra. That I don't know his sigla. I'm not sure. I don't know French that good. Shabayal shual is shabayle talo. Rach says avina. Avina is taka, a word they use for oats. So that's avina. So these are the chamesh aminim. So now Rashi learns that the only when it says darim zavzeh means only spelt and chitim. So for example, someone makes chocolate chip cookies and he mixes the flour together with oats. A lot of people make cookies with oats. Even oatmeal cookies has oats and flour. So are they mistar for each other? With Kamel Fidi Rashi, it's not mistar for each other. But Lamaisa, Toys brings down from Yerushalmi a different teretz to the Kasha. We have on one hand the Mishnah's Mashma mistar from Zem Zeh. On the other hand, the Brisa says only chitim and kusman. And for Toysvis, Apidi Yerushalmi, Kamba Boom and Kamba Noshuch. Difference is like this. If I make two doughs, one is chitim and one is soirim, and I just kiss it to each other, that's not going to be mitzurif. But if I mix it together in one dough, avad that's chayiv, anything, chitim, soirim, everything, all the meaning. That's why we pass like this. So therefore, you make oatmeal cookies mixed with flour, it does mitzurif. So if someone makes 8-9 cups of oatmeal cookies and has flour and oats together, avad that's mitzurif, and you have to take of challah, avad a bracha. Huh?
When they're not?
When's it not? When you have two separate doughs, and I do neshicha, it's called. You make it touch each other, bite each other. So then it's not. That's what the Tosfos learns, v'shem d'yashami, and that's what Pascha and Shulchan Aruch. Zot Gemara Vayta, on top of Ayin and Beis, up the two lines on top. Hani in, daf these five mean him have a din of challah, but oirez doicheloi, not oirez, which is rice, and doichen is millet. Those things are not called the chamesh aminim, and there's no chiyav challah on that. There also will be no chiyav amaitz on that either. Zot Gemara, menor mil, how do you know? How do you know these five mean him chayav challah, mar shlokish? Asi lechem, lechem, matzah. Ksiv, Hakad says over here in the Pasuk, Legabe chalo v'hoyo ba'och lechem lechem aretz. Three matrum al Hashem. It says lechem k'siv ha'osam lechem oini. So therefore, just like by matzah, we know lechem oini is dafka chamesh aminim. He was dafka chamesh aminim. How do you know by matzah is dafka five aminim? Aron shlokish v'chein tana rei v'shmol. V'chein tana rei v'shmol yakev v'makra lo yisoycha lo chamesh shivas yomim teichel of matzah. He's in the pasuk lo yisoycha lo chamesh shivas yomim teichel matzahs. When we darsh lechem oini. Dvar ma'bam de chimutz. V'darash in chomutz ha-shaychus de matzah. Something that will come chimutz. Odom yashdei boim de'chos ha-pesach. Yotzu elu, rice and millet, she'im ba'am de chimutz o de sirchun. If you let it ferment, you let it rise, it won't really rise. It'll turn into sirchun, which means it's really something that's spoiled and not really yeast. And this only Chazal knew this nafkamina. It's a very dakasi nafkamina. And therefore, since it can't become chametz, there's no din chamesh shaminim on rice and millet. Mistafim zemze, zokta, gemara vayt, zemze, tano. Hatvua, va kimchim, va betzeker, zemze. Not only are the two minim mistafim zemze, they're both dough. Even if one is tvua, one is kemach, and one is betzeker, the mistafim zemze. The gemara doesn't say for chalik, it says for other things. My hilkasa. If you mix it together, even though maybe you could have tied it, that each one has its own lab. Because it says in the pasuk, v'lechem, which is dough, v'kali is flour, v'karmel is tfuah, lo yisoichlu al etzav yerezeh. Each one has its own separate lab. So maybe you can't mitzarif it. Tari says, no, since it says together lo yisoichlu, it's all chayiv together as one, and can mitzarif it. Rav Yisrael will inyan chometz of Pesach, that legavi chometz of Pesach, also there's a tzir of the whole chometz. And Rashi says the chiddush is that chitim, even though they're still chitim, they can become chametz. Even though it's still kernels, it's not flour yet. Rapapa amalini ma'isa sheni. Guy ma'isa sheni, the ochel lechutz lechayim loyki, that if you eat it out of the chayim, you're lucky. I think some of the mafarshim like Karnaira bother what exactly the chiddush is that, washing the mitzurah, like the all regular in the ma'isa sheni. Rava amalini and tumas oichlim. It's an agea for tumas oichlim, to mitzar for the shear of a kabeya for tumas oichlim. And what's the chiddush? The Hidding Gemara says the chiddush. But Kamash Malon, the two of a kimchin are only mitzurah of dumi de betekois. Ma hosum uchlebeina, just like betekois could be eaten by itself. Av hachonami uchlebeina. It has to be that the tvua could be eaten. It has to be that the shell is soft. And we bring a right to that by Tanya. Chito, since chito is much softer, the shaft around it, ben klufa, ben shen klufa, mitzaref, it's mitzaref, shir oichlem, because it can be eaten even with the shaft. Sa'ira kalufa mitzaref. It's only if it's kalufa mitzaref. So it's any kalufa. If it's not a pearl, they didn't take it off. Aim mitzaref. It's not mitzaref because it's not edible. So you see that the tumas oichlim has to all be edible. Ain effect of kasha of a ton of rabbi shmal called zera zerua shayi zerea kederach the other matzil lezria that it's mekabel tumah the way someone plants it. Chita b'kli pasa v'sa'ir b'kli pasa. You see, klar v'adosh b'kli pasa and lentils b'kli pasa. You see, klar even with the klipa, it's considered oichel. Like kash avaleichos hoibei veishos, which Rashi answers like this. Rashi's go Rashi ikar pshat that leichos is mistarif why because it's a shomer. Once it dries up, it's not a shomer anymore because it breaks right off. It doesn't protect the barley anymore or whatever it is, and therefore it won't be considered oichel. But if it's a shomer, it's considered part of the oichel and it's mitzdurif. Vayta in the Gemara. Vasurim v'chadosh v'ya Pesach. Chadosh osmei ha-Pesach with these five minim. No anemili. Rav Mishlokish, how do you adapt these five minim? Rav Mishlokish, asi lechem lechem matzah. It says, by the halachis of Chadosh, it says, v'lechem v'koli v'karam lo'yisaychlu, ad etzim yom hazeh, ad v'yachem es karban elikechem. It says in that pasuk, it says in the pasuk before that, ukesartem, where's the lashon of pasuk there? It says there, lechem also, I'm not sure which pasuk it is, but it says there lechem, we'll find it in a second, but it says lechem, we know by lechem, oinus is lechem, and it also says lechem by chadosh as well, It says the Lashon Lechem. I'm not sure exactly where the Lashon Lechem is, because the pasuk we have doesn't have the Lechem, but it says there, it's supposed to say Lechem there. It says, oh, the first one, Lechem call it caramel. Guys, now I read the pasuk. But Lechem call it caramel. It says the first word is Lechem, because smack. Ah. So Lechem, it says Lechem, Lechem. It says Lechem by Oymer, it says Lechem Oymer there. It teaches us there has to be Dafka the five meaning. Lechem, lechem, for matzah. Yeah, looks up the Oymer. How do you know what I'm going to ask you? Rachis, rachis, mechala. It says, by chala, it says rachis. And it says, by ksartim, ksir, also rachis, ksirchem. So, just like there, it's the five minim. Here also, it's the five minim. So, the Gemara, right? Because it says by chala, rachis, arisa, seichem, chala, turim, turma. It says also there, by ksartim, ksir, the base of the Oymer, rachis, ksirchem, al kareim. It's both time rachis. So, the Gemara, new Gemara now. My koydim loyim. We'll learn Rashi's pshat. Taisus August. We'll learn Rashi's pshat. My koydim loyim. Rashi says like this. It says the Mishnah surim bechadosh lefnei ha'omer. What exactly does that mean? Before the omers. So we're used to what it means. But the Gemara is going to say, well, you had a different mandiyom before, and that'll be the mandiyom again now also. My koydim loyim. Rabbi Yehuda omer koydim ketziras omer. Before ketziras omer it's aser. After ketziras omer it's mutter. Well, what exactly does that mean? So Rashi says it means to say is that Heir Mizrach is mutter. You don't have to actually bring the Omer. It's enough, the first morning of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, it's ready mutter the Omer. Without bringing the carbon. Just like Ketzira, that's when you could do Ketzira the whole night. So right after that whole night, it's already mutter. Rabbi Yisif is Avdom Mekoydim Avas Omer. It's also before the Avas Omer, afterwards mutter. Only with the Avas Omer comes mutter. That's the Machlekes here. Now I have a kasha on this. It says in our Mishnah like this. Asurim bechadosh, and Rashi's girsa over here is like this: Asurim bechadosh lefnei ha'omer, and v'liksar lefnei ha'pesach. It can't be kodesh before Pesach. So Bishlam amandi yom kodesh ma'avos ha'omer har likar v'liturnalu. It says two different things: eating you can't eat before the omer, and cutting is before Pesach. After Pesach already, you last start cutting. Ela amandi yom kodesh ketziras ha'omer. If it means that you let us start eating already after Ketziras Ha'omer. So Le'avunim, let's do, say it together. Surim b'chadosh v'liksof ne'a Pesach. That it's osor b'chadosh and to be koitzer l'fnei ha'Pesach. Say it together. The only problem with that is like this. Like Rashi and Tosafot both ask on this pshat. That if we would say that, even if I hold Heir Mizrach is mutter, it would still be a problem. It sounds like dafka before Pesach is osor. But once after the first day of Pesach, it's mutter ready. It's taka mutter du ksira. But eating is not mutter till the next morning. So how would we be able to say like that? It's a pella, this pshat. That's why it's a shikl shred, this pshat. Rashi's living in the gear set to change things. But the Gemara's kasha is that if you hold that Heir Mizrach is enough, it should have put it together with Ketziras Ha'omer. So Gemara says you're right. The Machlokes Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yosef and Zavda on something else. Eli Itma, Seifa Itma. Let's go on to Seifa. Seifa says like this. If it took root before the Omer is matir. What does it mean taking root before the Omer? Whole new machlokes over here. We know about, let's say, Minchas Omer is matir, 100%. And we proved that Minchas Omer is matir. The question is, it's only matir, something that had a shrishus. Let's say something took root in the morning of Chol HaMoed, first day of Chol HaMoed, and I brought the Omer at 12 o'clock. Is it mutter or not? So, in Shrishu, I'm a material. My koyd loymer. If you know I'm a koyd ma'avos loymer. Before the avos loymer, it's a Shrishu, it's good enough. But it says, after I'm a koyd ketziras loymer. It's before the ketziras loymer. It has to be before, it's not enough to be before the avos loymer. It has to be before the ketziras loymer because he holds the ketziras loymer is part of the heter. It starts the heter then. It has to already be taking root before the ketziras loymer. Because he holds it's already started the heter. That starts the process of the minchas loymer. So, the more of it. Omele rab alozar le rab yeshua. The Dorin. Rabbi Elazar the Amora said to Rabbi Yeshua of his dar, because Rabbi Yeshua is a Tana, and he couldn't talk to a Tana that was a few hundred years before him. So he speak out, he's talking to the Rabbi Yeshua of his dar. And he told him, don't sit down on your legs, because that's the way they used to sit. You sit on the floor. That's the way they sat. Don't sit down. Ad mefarshish lei lahai mestisim. Until you explain this Mishnah. Or I explain it to you, this Mishnah. It says like this. Menayin, it's a brice really. Menayin lo oimer. Shemate ba ashrasha. Who told you that it goes bas ashrasha comes to oimer? So he says back to Menal, and I know the chsiv, it says aviv. It says that you bring the minchas bekurim, you only bring the minchas oimer from something that's aviv, completely ripe. Mashma, lav machal dik lav aviv. Mashma, there is things that are mutter, it's not aviv, because if it wasn't mutter, you wouldn't have to bring it anyway. So obviously, there are, for the hadyotim, not for the carbon, there are other things that are not completely ripe. So you see, something not completely ripe is mutter ba'omer. So you see, even ashrosh is enough. Afraid the Gemara has the right to ashrosh. You're right. The lav aviv maybe is good. Ul oilam da al shlush, but it has to be at least a shlush maybe. Elom ha-shmuel, the rise from this. Mehechel chormish, it says in the Pasuk that shiva shvuah is tisbalach. You start counting 7 weeks, the Shvira, Mehecha Chormish Bekama, when you start cutting the Kama. So if you cut the Kama, that's when you start. It's Mashma, Lav Mechlal, Dikud Lav Archemish. It's Mashma, there are things that are Mutta also, that are not, you can't, you don't cut it with a sickle yet, which means it didn't grow a third yet. So you see, that if it didn't grow a third, it becomes Mutta V'Daimer. So tomorrow, no, that's not right either. The Lav Bar Chemish, Balim Shachas, maybe it has to be at least Shachas, it has to be Mechel Behema at least. You don't see anything there. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kama. It says Kama. Something that's like standing up. It's growing already. Lav Machlad, Lav Bar Kama. Something that's not Bar Kama is also Mutta Bar Kama. You can't bring it for the carbon, but it's Mutta also with Doimah. So you see, even Hashrosh is enough. So it's also not right. Lav Bar Kama, maybe it has to be at least, it's not Kama, it's not standing up, but at least it's coming off the ground a little bit. Elamar Papa, Elamar Rav, the Rai is Asher Tizra. So the Pasuk says, Asher Tizra. The Pasuk says, the Lashon of Asher Tizra, and that teaches us that it's enough, that Bizreya Besada is enough already, Mishah Zri already, it becomes Mutter from the, says the Pasuk, Chag HaKotzer V'Kurim HaSech Asher Tizra, that already becomes Mutter, even something that was Zriya. Even though this Pasuk is talking about Shvuos, but we know, even for Shvuos, you have to use something that was very Mater with Minchas HaOmer, and it says Asher Tizra is enough. Only a popular Rav, Yachi, if he says this, it's enough to plant it. See, anything that was planted should come with the Mechazayim. Why didn't he ask Rosh? Why didn't he take root? Amalei. So he answered Rav Papa. Rava answered Rav Papa and called him Soidini. So Soidini Rashi has two pshat what it means. Either it means he's a Talmud Chacham, which comes from the word Soid Hashem Liyarev, that Hashem tells secrets to his ones who fear him. That's Lashon Soidini. Or it's a Lashon of a beer maker. That was Lashon Sedini also. He says, Basoda ksiv. Asher Tizra Basoda. Basoda's mashmachi niklat v'nishrash masoda like Rashi says. Totally took root in the soda. Then, already it's chal, the minchas oimer. So bottom line is, minchas oimer is in chal, when it takes root in the soda, Asher Tizra Basoda, teaches us that, then you're ready, the oimer works.